The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, kids.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, I'm from New Jersey, too.
What is it? Next time you're found with your chin on the ground, there's a lot to be learned. So look around.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant, but he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky. So anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Good morning, high hopes. We got high hopes. Everything looks great. 606 with Joe on the radio. Oh, those are the kids from Red Bank, New Jersey. And that was with a group called the Jazz Arts Project with my friend Joe Muccioli down there. But all these kids in a recording studio across from the Count Basie Theater. Count Basie, of course, his hometown, Red Bank, New Jersey, baby. And we had a great time just recording that Frank Sinatra tune. So it is high hopes. Everything we talk about, we're staying on the right track. You and I, right? The team of Frank and Alan, Debbie, and a good morning to you and a happy Fridays at 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. And everything we talked about, you know, I think we do what's right. That's what I mean to do on the show. That is my intent on the program, to come on and not to, do you go left? Do you go right? I just try to keep it down the middle, you know, and then, if you support the president, you get vilified. If I say something nice about Governor Cuomo, oh, how could you say that? So I try to keep it right in the middle, but we try to do the right thing. That's all we're trying to do. So when you watch now, General Flynn, they dropped that whole case against General Flynn, the DOJ, Department of Justice. Listen, drops the case against General Flynn. This is huge. You knew it was bogus. I knew it was bogus. Well, but Joey lied. No, he did. You know, he never lied to the FBI. Never lied to the FBI. They forced, and if you hear Kate McFarland on our program, how Kate, they went after her. Michael Caputo, they went after everybody. And now they said, no, no case. I tell you, and you know what the telltale sign was? I think I missed it, and I'm embarrassed a little bit. And it, we're ridiculously honest on the show, to a fault. But Joe DeGeneva, a former U.S. attorney and all-around great guy, came on. He was in such a spry mood, man. He was such a good mood. And he said, watch A.G. Barr, stay with. But I'm going. And remember I said, where is it? Where is everything? We're waiting years for somebody to come up. Well, he was absolutely right. He knew exactly what was going on. Joe DeGeneva did. General Flynn, DOJ, drops a case against General Flynn. And then you could see the transcripts from those closed-door Russia interviews are released. They got declassified. Transcripts from the Russia investigation are now out for the public to see. You don't think Adam Schiff is like sweating, huh? Come on. And I'm telling you, listen, I like to be as objective as I can, but I watched that whole Mueller thing go down. Then it was the Ukraine thing after that. And that was so wrong. It was just wrong. It was just wrong. They took the eye off the ball. I know we have people in the inner cities of the United States. That used to be the Democratic mantra, helping the less fortunate. They could care less. Then do they work with the president on infrastructure? They could care less. And the president kept pushing everything through. They fight ISIS. They criticize him. He does the First Step Initiative, you know, prisoner rehabilitation. They fight him on that, everything. And they stay on this impeachment thing. And if I saw Adam Schiff one more time say they actually called President Trump a Russian asset. And on this show, we kept saying, it's ridiculous. Why don't they just get off of this? They wouldn't get off it. Now, you know what? What goes around comes around. Now those transcripts from that Russia collusion delusion are out for the public to see. The House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff released the documents, of course, only because he was strongly made to do that. They come from dozens of closed-door interviews, in 2017, 2018 with President Trump's campaign team and family. That includes Donald Trump Jr., Corey Lewandowski. Look at this. Jared Kushner. And the committee had been looking into accusations of collusion between the Trump team and Russia ahead of the presidential election. This is so bogus, General Flynn. Now, and you know, I'm saying Roger Stone is off the hook. I'm telling you, I don't know that for a fact, but I'm just saying, I'm looking for the president just to totally pardon Roger Stone. And whether you like these people or not, whether you like the president or not, it's just wrong, because if it happens to them, it's going to happen to us. It's the Department of Justice. They just went crazy over there. And then it leads to President Obama. There's evidence that he knew what was going on. He knew that they were going after General Flynn. And I remember I just said 2 days ago, hey, when are we going to go after these people? I said the Republicans never do anything. Well, I was proven wrong, and I'm happy to report that, because Joe DiGenova knew it, and now they are going after everybody that you and I said they have to go after. Because if you let it go, I'm telling you, because do you see how savvy the Democrats are with just making up things and then faking it? And you know what's scary about the Democrats, what they did, the progressive socialists with Nancy Pelosi and her almost like an organized crime group did? They went after nothing. They had nothing, and they still went after President Trump. And what scares me is that, you know, I'm old. I'm going to die. But then my kids are around. And if you let that stuff go in the United States government, they're going to go after your kids, your family. It could happen anytime to anybody. What kind of country are we that the government can run rampant? The forefathers would have just turning over in their graves that they knew. They weaponize the United States government against us. How many people, Commissioner Couric's on the show this morning. I cannot wait to talk to him about it, because he made the comment. He tweeted, how many people are in jail because of these railroaded things? And now every time somebody, a politician, even a politician now, if a politician is, here's a politician is indicted, I question him. I question the U.S. attorney. I question the prosecutor. Because of what happened with President Trump. It was so egregious. And how many things, did they do that we don't even know about? Scary. And Bernie Kerik will break it down at 8 o'clock hour, you know. Nicole Malliotakis is on, and Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. Nicole will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. Papa John Schnatter is the founder of Papa John's Pizza, and they're serving 200 to 400 meals a day to frontline workers. Love those stories. We'll be talking to the Papa John's founder. Jeffrey Lyons is going to tell you what we can binge watch while we're still quarantined. Carol Alt is here. Yay. And my buddy Carol, she's so funny. We've been going back and forth about this whole quarantine, and she's got a lot of great things to say about staying healthy in quarantine. And then I want to talk to Carol too. What about the future of the entertainment industry? What's going to happen? I'm going to talk to Jeffrey about that. Is this going to whack movies out, you know, with this quarantine thing? Mike Gallagher is going to check in. Dr. Alan Kadish is with us. He's backed by popular demand. He's the president of Touro College, New York Medical College. Any questions that you have, Dr. Kadish will answer as he does. Professor Alan Dershowitz on this show. All right. We're going to talk about the DOJ dropping those General Flynn charges and civil liberties under quarantine. Yep. You don't want to miss Alan Dershowitz. And Suzanne Hobbs is the Director of Communications with Boomer Naturals. The face mask people, will be chatting with Susan, too, because they're helping out a lot of folks with the face mask situation. Which leads me to this. I'm a little nervous. 14 minutes after 6 o'clock. So, with the whole quarantine thing, I'm going like, okay, now we got 30 more days. They can't keep you cannot keep the economy down. You will ruin it. And sometimes I wonder what the underlying ulterior motive is of some of the politicians that want to shut everything everything down. Just curious, you know. And we applaud that hairdresser, you know, in Texas. That judge puts her in jail for 7 days. Kind of judge is that? So now everything. So now I say, okay, it's Friday, and you know, by the grace of God, I feel great, you know. And I don't know who's sick, who's not sick. You know me. I go to the store. I wear the hazmat suit. Are we being? How true is this? I don't know. There's something that bothers me about this whole coronavirus situation. I don't know if they're making it, except that you see all the deaths, and then you go, wow, you know? And all the deaths, there would have been a quarter of the deaths were in the nursing homes, which was an egregious, all-out failure on the part of New York. Oh, my gosh, I still can't believe they did that. You know, they put COVID patients in with regular people in the nursing homes, and all those people, like thousands of deaths. Is there a lawsuit there, I'm wondering? But it's so weird because I see things online and then I look at them and then they disappear. If they criticize the status quo of what's happening from the quote unquote task force. And I don't want to mention names. I don't want to vilify anybody, but it's very curious what's happening, how this happened, how it got out of Wuhan. I don't think we know the half of it. I'm very suspect on it all. I really am. So I tweeted out something that was exactly what happens in the government. I don't want to make a big thing of it because it could be sensational. All I know is every time I tweet out something, if you go to at Jersey Joe Piscopo, J-R-Z-Y, Joe Piscopo, I just tweeted out, I found it, and you look at that, just watch that video, and then you tell me what you're thinking. It's about a gal that was fired from Dr. Fauci years ago. Again, you don't know if it's an alarmist or not, but if we leave it to these folks that tell us how the coronavirus works, how it attacks you, what we have to do, we'll be shut down for at least 2 years. Am I wrong? And that there's an ulterior motive. I don't know if it's to make money on the vaccine. I don't know if it's to shut the president down. The press has been so irresponsible on all of this. As I talk to you in the morning, I go down all the press and then I see who's object. I wanted to tweet out something today. And I found the Wall Street Journal. I said, well, that'll be pretty good. But the New York Times, Politico, Axios, everything's so just anti-American to me, you know? All the network stuff is like anti-American. I'm not being dramatic. You know what I'm talking about. It's just everything's negative and naysayer. Something very suspect about this whole thing. But we're going to be good. We're going to quarantine. We're doing the right thing. But right now, today, I'm making a move. Now, I tell you about Rhino Shield. This is a great thing you can do for your house. I'm getting my deck Rhino Shielded today. But like Susan always says, and like I always tell you every morning, no one's got to come in the house. They're going to be outside the house, and they're doing the deck, right? Then I went a step further. I'm allowing a cleaning person in my house today. Now, what do? So I talked to the cleaning gal. The gal, I felt bad. You know what? Her business virtually stopped, and there was no money for her because she's an independent contractor. She has no money. Well, who are your employees? Well, I subcontract out. Well, you don't get any money. What the heck is that? You know what I'm saying? So I said to my girl, okay, one girl could come in. I'll get my UV light. I got my UV light in the mail yesterday, by the way. Can I UV the person? Is that right? So she's going to come in. They wear the shoes. They wear the mask. They wear the gloves. But I'm still a little antsy. Now am I being brainwashed? Should I not be that nervous? Then I want to do something. Downstairs is a mess at my house. A mess. It's where the dog hangs out. And it's just like a storage facility. You know? Now I'm going to fix it up a little bit, make a little music room down there, right? Because I cram everything upstairs. So now I want to get the rug clean. So I'm allowing the rug cleaner. Now, is that an essential service? Am I going to be arrested for that? I'm going to let the rug cleaner in, but I'm going to make him put something on his feet. So I'm a little antsy letting people in. But this is the question. Is it me? Is it okay to do all this? Or am I being neurotic? I don't know what to believe anymore. You know what I'm saying? I think they're shutting us down for other reasons other than the coronavirus. Yeah, give me a call. Let me know because I don't want to sound paranoid, but I am. So we got a great show for you today. It's 19 minutes after 6 o'clock in the morning. We'll get into it. And Frankie is here. Good morning, Frankie Five Boroughs. How you doing?
Good morning, Joe.
Morning,
happy
buddy.
Friday. Doing great.
Happy Friday. Albert, you all good? Everything good?
Yeah, that's
you
the
guys?
UV light that you can
now, I got the UV. I got the UV light, but it seems so weak. I can't.
What do you mean
does it
seems
really
so
work?
Weak? Well, hold on a second, Mr. Spock. Let me ask you a question here. How do you know it's so weak?
It does not shine, Captain. It does not shine.
It's not supposed to shine.
It's illogical, Cap. That's illogical, Cap.
It's ultraviolet light.
No, but it's not that powerful. It doesn't blind me. I know I shouldn't look at it, but it doesn't blind me. I want to go,
how many fingers do I have up? Oh, that's right. I mean, what?
I want to turn on my UV light and go, oh, my God, it's burning. But it just, I think that's a scam, too.
Yeah, huh? It's fascinating.
See, my buddy Joey said, hey, I got the ultra, it's like an industrial UV light, but it cost a fortune. I'm not going to spend the money. So I guess I could spray her with Clorox when she comes.
That's, wow. I mean, really, what a trendsetter.
Come on.
Hi,
come
just
on.
A second. Hold still.
Don't move. Don't move. Clorox.
Oh, did I get that in your eye? I'm sorry. Yeah, come on.
I don't know. Frankie, can I legally have someone come in and do? I don't know what I legally do in New Jersey. No one knows what's going on.
Well,
you know?
I mean, you can let anybody you want in your home. That's up to you. You're taking the risk.
But if I need the rugs cleaned downstairs in the house, is it against the New Jersey law? Is that non-essential? And am I not allowed to bring him into this person?
I don't know. I will have to research that, but I would assume
up against the wall,
Piscopo. Yes.
They're going to take me away. They're going to handcuff me.
Again, the FBI couldn't find your home. It'd be very difficult for New Jersey. They can't find the unemployment for the 300,000
people. When we come back with the guys, I'm going to ask. I said, Frank, I got to ask, is it okay to let these people in the house? But you know what people keep saying? I'm saying, let's go back. It's time to go back. But you do. You get nervous. Who's got the virus? Who doesn't have the virus? Oh, and I'll tell you the story when I ran into my neighbor and they started to talk to me and I ran away again because everybody's got the coronavirus. And I think I'm a little scared, a little brainwashed about the whole thing. Hey, Debbie Duhame is out there. She's checking traffic for you. 6:21 on AM 970. The answer. I know, Debbie. Help me out here. I'm freaking out. Come on.
Oh, you know why? You know why? Because we don't know who's carrying it. And even though people look fine, it's true. Like, that's why you're nervous, I'm sure, you know?
It's true. And is there testing? Is there not testing? Is there tracing? Is there tracing? Tracing? What's the tracing? Is there antibodies? Is it? What? I don't know. Somebody's got to get a hold of this thing. Tell us what we can do. So I'm just going for it today. And wish me the best. Just wish me the best.
I will. Just take their temperature before they come into the house. That's all. Make sure they don't have a fever. Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning to all of our fabulous listeners. Let's see what's happening as we head out to the Deegan for our essential workers on the roads. The Deegan southbound, moving a little bit slowly here into the Cross Bronx. That's that long-term construction project. It's still kind of busy through that area. Harlem River Drive southbound building down through the 140s and some stop-and-go traffic as well on that eastbound BQE. Pretty solid up toward Atlantic Avenue. Now heading out to Horse Block Road right by Medford Avenue in Medford. Looks like an accident at the intersection just about cleared. And Paramus Road, we're seeing volume out by Bergen Community College already this morning with the coronavirus testing site over there. And it looks like some ongoing construction over on 78 westbound in the express lanes as you head out through Newark and getting right out toward the Garden State Parkway. Looks like we're going to see some showers today with a high of about 57. You now know where now to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey are committed to doing whatever it takes for youth, families, and communities. Kids need us now more than ever, and clubs have responded with innovative programs to meet their needs. But we need your help. When clubs reopen, they'll need to help kids get back on track to overcome learning loss and restore a sense of safety. Clubs will play a role in rebuilding communities and preparing youth for future success. Please support the Boys and Girls Clubs COVID-19 Relief Fund by going to bgcnj.org/relief.
This is Owen Strain for townhall.com. In a tough time, here's something worth saying. Happy Mother's Day. Mother's Day is a throwback to an era when it was clear that biology drove identity. With fatherhood, motherhood shaped personal existence. Motherhood was also distinct from fatherhood. Mothers blessed their families in countless ways: cooking, nurturing, teaching, and loving. Motherhood has suffered many attacks of late, but it is not extinct, and we need it greatly. In a pandemic, many around us are watching mothers do even more than normal, with little time for release, relaxation, and rest. Yet in such trying circumstances, gold is refined and emerges all the brighter for it. Some today do not adequately appreciate motherhood and womanhood, but many of us do. At least we try to. We watch mothers work their craft every day. We celebrate them. We thank them. With the deepest affection, we say that we love them. Happy Mother's Day. I'm Owen Strand.
The Pepperdine School of Public Policy, America's unique graduate program for leaders. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking.
By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos, the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. Telling you about Calamine & Company Real Estate. That's the best agency for you. Did you go online? Did you try to go online and do real estate thing? That's what I went, oh, I'll go online. You go online and they have these online things that you think you, no, you can't do it. You got to go. You need an old school approach. You need a client focused old school approach to real estate. And that's what Lewis Calamine does. And whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar, you can count on Calamine & Company Real Estate. I talked to this kid. He's a young guy, Lewis Calamine. He's a very, very inspired young man in the real estate industry, coming from a great family. So if you're thinking about, what do I do with my house? Like I'm thinking about, I'm talking about myself. You sell it, you want to sell it. You don't know what to do. I had this conversation with Lewis. And you know what's great? They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties, please, and are regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. And what's most impressive about Calamine & Company is their 100% success rate, please. Calamine & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties. They have offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and on Staten Island, but you want to call. Now's the time to call. Now you got a little downtime. You're thinking about what to do about your house, about your property, about your estate-owned property. You call 718-998-1100. 718-998-1100 or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, this is great. Please be kind, baby.
Well,
don't come into my house. Yeah.
This is my first affair. Please be kind. Handle my heart with care. Kind. This is all so grand, my
you know,
dream.
I love it.
What are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing?
I'm growing a beard. I got to shave it. I said,
well, can you shave before the show?
I haven't had time. I've been running around UVing, lighting my food, and washing everything that came from the grocery store, getting ready for my big day today. So I got a beard. I look like Grizzly Adams, for crying out loud. So I wanted to. So I thought, that doesn't bother you out, does it?
No, no, of course not.
That sounds like the dentist's office. This will be done in a second. No! Is it safe? Hey,
Joe Piscopo.
Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. I'm a little freaking out. I see the phone calls. We got a lot to talk about. I'm excited that everything we talked about is coming to fruition, that they dropped the case against General Flynn, transcripts from those closed-door Russian interviews, that fiasco, that embarrassment, that Adam Schiff, that absolute circus that Adam Schiff was in charge of. It's all coming back to roost to those people. And you got to applaud A.G. Barr for that. Joe DeGeneva, shout out to Joe because he was there. I got a whole breakdown from Ed Henry. I want to play. Ed broke it down on Tucker's show yesterday brilliantly in a capsule, but that I'll tell you. So it's all good. Everything that you think and you believe in is good. And even I'm looking online. I need your feedback on when I see something go out. And you know what? I have respect for Dr. Fauci, you know, and I have respect for that quote-unquote task force. But something's also, what is bothering me about this whole corona thing? Like, is it that the press is making it so negative when the president says you have hydroxychloroquine, and we have Z-Pak, and you have Remdesivir, and then the people go, oh, you can't use those drugs, when indeed in clinical trials that it shows it's a positive effect. Oh, there's some side effect. They don't know. I talked to a doctor friend. I said, by the way, I have people in the house. What if I get this dreaded disease? I said, what about hydroxychloroquine? He goes, it's hard to find, but not me. I called my pharmaceutical buddy. I got it locked and loaded just in case, because I don't trust what's going on. I just don't. There's something very fishy about it. But you know what the bottom line is? better safe than sorry. We don't know, but I think they're trying to scare us. They're trying to keep us down. I'm just feeling that more. Now, again, I got another video out there that questions everything that's happening in the National Institute of Health and everything that's happening in the health arena in the United States government, and it questions it, and I like to at least question it. I have obvious, you know, objective questions, and I tweeted this video out. You better watch it now, because you know what? It's going to be taken down shortly. It's been taken down 3 times already. It got taken down on YouTube. Why are they taking it down? Someone explain to me why, when you see something that is an objective, a very slick piece, objective video, like a mini, mini documentary, a couple minutes long, about what's wrong with how we're approaching this coronavirus and how it started. You know, we broke it down for you on the show. We tell you how it started and how, but they go into it and they kind of authenticate it on this video. I put the video up, it gets down. I put it up again, it gets down. Well, who's taking it down? And why would Twitter take it down? And why would YouTube take it down? Who's in this together? Is someone making the money? They say, I know, and I don't want to be conspiratorial. Bill Gates is making all the money on the vaccine. You know, and then what's scary is if a government worker, I think I mentioned this before, if a government worker in one of those science labs comes up with how to break down a virus and comes up with the vaccine, they can own that vaccine. So now, you hear what I'm saying? So the government work, not the country, not the United States, not who you're, like if you're working for a big pharmaceutical and you come up with a vaccine, that pharmaceutical gets all the credit and all the money. You know, but in the government, they passed a law years ago, and it's in this video, that says the government worker who comes up with the vaccine gets to keep the rights to the vaccine. So that isn't there an ulterior motive to kind of sensationalize the disease, to say don't do anything till a vaccine. I'm just saying, I'm very suspect, and forgive me for being paranoid, but I am. Now, let's get down to basics. Let's take it home for a second. Frankie Nowell here. Frankie Five Boroughs.
Yes,
knowledge
sir.
Of all things. The Wizard of Radio.
Not hardly. But
should I let those
you.
People? Should I let those people in the house? Or am I gonna? Am I?
Well, so is it just one person?
Well, it's first of all, no. The Rhino Shield person, Oscar, he's going to come outside the house. So I don't have to worry about that. So that's what I love about Susan.
Okay, so she said, off you know, the table. Yeah.
Okay. The one
Unless
person
he has to
is
use
a
bathroom.
Is it?
just saying.
Only out. Only out.
Just saying.
I got a lot of woods around the house.
Well,
I'm just saying.
I knew that was going to be your answer. Okay, fine.
I got a lot of woods around the house. Right. So listen. So usually I have 3 girls coming in, and they work very hard, and they do the house in a couple hours. It's great, you know. So I said, just send one girl. And I said, is she okay? I actually said that. Yes, she's fine, and we wear masks and everything. So
but how's she going to look?
Have you inquired as to whether or not this person's been tested?
No, I did not.
All right, so I would ask that they get a diagnostic test before they come. I think you should take their temperature when they come. And then lastly,
I don't have the thing, the red thing that you shoot at your head. Can I put this under your tongue? And I only have the one in your ear. Can I stick this in your ear, man? Oh my gosh, I'll run out. I'll have a lawsuit. So go ahead, Frank. I'm sorry.
And then lastly, I would make sure that they are wearing, proper protective equipment.
They always wear that. And then I wanted the rugs clean, so I got the guy.
So they got another guy.
Yeah, see? Now, that's dang. That's wrong. That's how you get the thing. That's how you get the coronavirus. Am I right or wrong?
You're going to have you're really going to have a problem reintegrating with society, aren't you?
Well, that's the thing. I wanted to just drop everything and just say, the heck with it. This is getting crazy. Now it's getting crazy. You can't go to parks. Now the parks are open. Now golf courses are open. And the poor girl couldn't go to the hair salon in Texas. Now, I think you know that you have to stop this herd immunity thing. You have to get out there. You have to get out there. But I don't want to be the guinea pig, and I use the word guinea loosely. So I'm not sure what to do. Do I let him in? I should ask the girl, is the girl tested? Is she?
Well, so I think the first thing you should do, Joe, and this won't affect you today, but just going forward, if this is an issue in a similar situation in a week or two,
yes.
The first thing you should do is get yourself tested for antibodies. So if you have the antibodies, then there's no reason for you to worry about all this stuff.
Okay.
There's no reason for you to still be home. That's number one. Number two, I would ask that the person coming to see you today be tested today with a diagnostic test. Number three, make sure they you take their temperature before they come in. And lastly, make sure they're wearing a mask and gloves, and that they disinfect everything that they touch. So yeah. I think that's a thoughtful approach.
Yeah, yeah. Plus, they have all the stuff around. So, but I they're scaring us into the corner here. You don't know when you make
a
move.
Well, I think that's
While she's cleaning, Joe will be spraying Durasan behind her to make sure that it's extra clean. Like he does with his grocery.
No, I think
that's going to be great.
I think that's so important, Joe, is that, just like during the Great Depression and World War II, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Right.
Well, there's a real danger of fear paralyzing not only the economy, but the psyche of Americans.
Exactly.
And you know what was so interesting, and we didn't have a chance to talk about it yesterday, but the previous day, Governor Cuomo came out with some new data, and he showed of the 600 new hospitalizations up until a day or two ago.
Listen to this.
66% of them were people who were sheltered at home. Now, these are people that didn't go out, and 66 of them were so sick that they needed to be hospitalized.
These are people
that were either unemployed or retired, so it's not as if they're going to work every day like Al and me. So you do see, and you know, a friend of mine, she lost both her parents to this virus. It began with the mother. Her mother had not been out of the house in 11 years because she was a Parkinson's patient. So you have to wonder the wisdom of remaining on lockdown. I really question it.
Yeah, and it's just weird, Frank. And check out that video, will you, if it's still there, at Jersey Joe Piscopo, Frank. I'm dying to hear your take on that as well. Yeah, something very suspect, and I think you know what I'm talking about. But the bottom line is we have to adhere to what they're telling us because we don't know enough about the virus. If I have the antibodies, am I immune? They don't know that for a fact.
Well, you're right. But our best guess in terms of the history of virology tells us if you have the antibodies, there's a pretty good chance that you're not going to get sick. So if you do have the antibodies, I think you're in a very good position.
And then if the cleaning lady comes in, and then if she, God forbid, has something, does she touch? What if she makes my bed or something? Isn't that freaky a little bit? Freaks me out.
Well, that's why you should know if she has the virus, because she could have the virus and be totally asymptomatic.
Look at me. Erin
Elmore, who's a regular guest on the show,
she's great. Erin's
great.
She
had the virus. She was completely asymptomatic. The only thing that she kind of felt tired for a couple of days, and she lost her sense of taste for a day. That was the only indication that she was sick. But while she was sick, she could have gotten everybody she encountered sick and not known it.
Now I know what to do. See, this is why I enjoy being on the show. We take a big responsibility to broadcast every morning on the show, but it's therapy for me, okay? Because now I got to learn about this stuff. I'm calling my doctor. I'm going to get the saliva test and the antibody test. I could do two for the price of one, I imagine, right? You have to do both of them, right, Frankie? You don't have to, I don't know what test. Take the test. What test? They say testing. What testing? Saliva? Oh, yeah, but now you need another one. You need an antibody test. They got to get this together because otherwise it's running rampant. It's very, very confusing, but I will. And then I'll call.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, the diagnostic test tells you what your diagnosis is. It tells you if you have the disease right now.
Okay.
The antibody test tells you if you have ever had the disease or for some reason you have these antibodies in your bloodstream.
Yeah. I see the phone calls. Holy moly. Will you hold on the calls? I'll tell you what we're going to do. Thank you, Frank, for that. And Al, thank you very much. I don't want to bother you this morning. You might have a shade. It's like a
maybe you should throw out the news so you can finish it.
I will. And I'm going to go to the phone calls when we come back. You know, and also we're going to hear from Ed Henry, who did a great, great. Ed told us exactly what's happening with those Russia interviews being released, you know. And for General Flynn, that case being dropped by the DOJ. A lot to get into. Piscopo in the morning. Here's Big Al on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
49 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Staten Island nurse being accused of stealing a credit card from a coronavirus patient who passed away. Police say 43-year-old Danielle Conti, who works at Staten Island University Hospital, used the dying patient's credit card to buy gas and groceries. The victim she stole from died on April 12th, and the hospital has suspended Conti. Police have charged her with grand larceny, criminal possession of stolen property, and petty larceny.
Governor Murphy is providing backup to the staff at the state's long-term care facilities by calling in the National Guard. Murphy says 120 members of the National Guard will be helping out since half of the COVID-19 deaths in the state have been in long-term facilities. Meantime, the governor said new cases of the coronavirus are leveling and total hospitalizations and ICU patients have declined. While the spread of the virus is slowing, the latest numbers released show 254 more people passed away from the disease. In sports, Giants will open up the 2020 regular season under the lights. Big Blue will host the Steelers in Week 1 on Monday Night Football. G-Men will also play primetime games in Week 7 at Philadelphia and Week 8 hosting Tampa Bay. The Giants finish at home against Dallas. The Jets kick off their season on the road at Buffalo. Home opener is in Week 2 against the 49ers. Gangrene will host primetime games in Week 4 against the Broncos and Week 9 against the Patriots. The Jets will finish the season January 3rd at New England. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Heading down to Ossining over on 9 southbound, getting into Piping Rock Drive. They're doing some ongoing emergency Con Ed work over there. New York State Thruway south into Harriman. Accident just cleared. Newburg Beacon Bridge, they just wrapped up overnight construction. It's busy this morning over on the eastbound BQE, getting up toward the Battery Tunnel. Stop and go on the Deacon South, right into the Cross Bronx through the construction zone there. LIE westbound, we're seeing volume right at the Grand Central as well. Sunrise Highway eastbound, some stop-and-go traffic getting out through the Hamptons. Now, if you're heading to 78 westbound, getting out through Newark and getting out toward the Garden State Parkway, it's ongoing construction over in the express lanes. We're going to keep an eye on that for you. The MTA Essential Subway Plan remains in place. Some showers likely today, high of 57. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970.
Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is open. Check out their takeout, delivery, and curbside menu at michaelsofbrooklyn.com or call 718-998-7851. That number again is 718-998-7851. Prepared foods are also available at Michael's Pastry Shop. Don't forget their delicious, authentic sauce available online and in stores. Michael's of Brooklyn, reaching out to the community since 1964.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com.
Source Farmhouse Brewery presents the Source First Annual Home Brewer Competition. We're in an interesting time. We're stuck at home. Why not brew your own beer, and better yet, enter it to win a huge contest? 32 beers will compete head-to-head in a blind taste test competition for 4 weekends in a row. The championship round will be broadcast live August 2nd from Source Farmhouse Brewery. The winner will receive a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to work with the Source Brewers to scale up and brew their home brew on the pro level. They'll go through the process from A to Z, brewing, cellaring, packaging. You'll get to work with the branding and marketing team at Source on naming, label design, and all things release and launch related. You'll also receive the first inaugural Source Home Brewer Cup Trophy, a swag pack, and a $200 Source gift card. Head to am970theanswer.com to enter and sign up for your chance to have your home brew professionally brewed at the one and only Source Farmhouse Brewery, am970theanswer.com.
My morning team says I should go to you for a test. What's the first one? For a saliva test, right? Saliva and antibody, right, Frank? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I would probably just do the antibody test first so you could see if you have them. And it takes a couple of days to get back.
Okay, boom. I'm just texting my doctor. Don't ever give me your number if you're a medical doctor. Don't ever, because I will drive you crazy.
Dr. Neshawat learned that the hard way.
She did. But Shay, excuse me, between you and I, at our intimate hour, she did text and say, oh, did you want to go? I'm just saying, you know, was she texted me as well. So fair enough, Frank, fair enough?
Absolutely.
Hey, so I look at those phone calls. What a morning. It's Friday. We're here. We're ahead of the curve. Things are happening the way you want it to happen out in Washington. Guilty people are being, you know, what goes around comes around is coming back to bite them. So let me tell you, though, what's happening, and then we're going to move on. I'm going to go to the calls. I want to hear from Ed Henry. I want to tell you, I worry about my health. I am a hypochondriac, but because I had cancer in 81. So it scares the heck out of you, you know. Al doesn't care. Al had cancer. You know what he does? I'm having a beer. I'm going to have a slab of ribs. God bless him. But I worry. I'm a worrywart, and I'm a hypochondriac. So now there's a great show that's coming on because you know what May is? Can I tell you what May is? Lyme Disease Awareness Month. Oh, yeah. Now something else we got to worry about. Lyme disease. People forget about Lyme disease. Do they have a vaccine? They don't. They started it. It didn't work. There's a man that knows more about autoimmunity. His name is Dr. David Younger. I know him personally. And he's what a brilliant guy. Author of the best-selling book, The Autoimmune Brain, A Five-Step Plan. Every Saturday for the month of May, Dr. Younger will address a medical issue that affects millions of individuals, and this is Lyme disease. You forget about Lyme disease. From ongoing physical symptoms to debilitating neurological impairments, Dr. Younger is the man you need to listen to when it comes to this. Tune in to hear the personal stories of those affected by this terrible disease and how they overcame it with the help of Dr. Younger. Be sure to tune in right here on AM 970 The Answer tomorrow at 4 for Talking Medical with Dr. Younger right here on AM 970 The Answer.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970 The Answer.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday. Yay, 6:45 with Joey. Let me get to the calls, Mama Mia. I love that you're calling us early in the morning. Bruce on Long Island. Hi, Bruce. What's on your mind this morning? Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Okay, I'm doing good, man. What's on your mind?
Just a quick comment over here. You know, I believe that history is very important, and I think we should be looking to history because history does, in life, does repeat itself. And, you know, back in the days of the Spanish flu, back then the recommendations by I guess, I don't know what the exact organization was, but let's call it the CDC doctors back then during the Spanish flu, their recommendation was, and comments were made by the heads of the CDC doctors back then, that if another epidemic or a pandemic should happen, that people should spend more time outside to combat the spread. Why don't we listen to history?
Yeah, exactly. Right on the money. Bruce, great phone call. By the way, to that point, I was thinking about that, too, about the Spanish flu. And I saw Mr. Barry, that Frank booked on our show. He was the author of that pandemic Spanish flu book. And he came on and he was on with Martha last night on Fox News, Martha McCollum. And I started to think, but if we listen to what we did then, and Bruce, you're right on the money. They did. They said they put the patients outside in the sun. Now they're saying stay closed in, stay closed in. Have we not learned anything in 100 years? That's what our question is. In 100 years, you haven't come up with a vaccine? In 100 years, you haven't come up with how to deal with a pandemic? In 100 years, this is where we are? In the 21st century? In New York? And in New Jersey? And in the United States of America? After fighting all the wars we fought? This is the best. Stay in your home? We're not sure. We don't know. Wait. Stay 2 more years. We need a vaccine. What the heck have they been doing for 100 years? Barry, good morning from Howard Beach. Nice of you to call. What's on your mind this morning?
A few things. First of all, I have an insurance policy with Geico, and it's on an auto pay, so they just bill my credit card.
Right.
I had the term was up. They renewed it, and they wound up charging me the full price. So I called them up. They're telling people we're going to get back 15%. They said, yeah, you're going to get back 15% in October. That's number one. Number two, with the governor, with Cuomo, with him saying that those people were in their houses. Well, let me tell you something. If your house is a sterile zone, the minute you open that door to anybody, if you open that door just to pick up the mail, that's no longer a sterile zone. So I've been in emergency medical for 24 years. You can do 99.1 things correct, but when you do that 0.1 thing incorrect, boom. Number three, I live on the sixth floor of a high-rise building. Down on the ground floor, we have a laundry. every once in a while, occasionally, depending on the air currents, yeah, I get the smell of the laundry up on the sixth floor. What does that tell you?
Yeah. Good. Well, Barry, now you got me scared. Thank you, though, Barry. Great phone call, and appreciate it very, very much. Holy moly, yeah. And about the insurance company, I know. People keep billing us. The bank keeps calling. Excuse me. Anybody got an income here? Anybody got an income? Let me go to Lenny if I can. Lenny, good morning. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Hey, Joe, I know that you said your dad landed in the Barry area of Italy when he was fighting.
Yes, sir.
So that's where my father's family from, that whole area. And I wanted to celebrate with you the 75th anniversary of victory in Europe today, which is today.
God bless you for saying that, Lenny. Thank you so much. Pop was there in Barry and Foggia, where he would put the bombs on those big, I guess they were the B-24s, and he would they would fly them over Trieste in northern Italy right into Berlin and bomb the heck out of Adolf Hitler. So he's proud of Pop for fighting that war. Thank you for that, Lenny. It's great that we acknowledge that. I got to go to Hank because he's a longtime listener, and then we'll go one more, and then we got a break. Hank, hi, how are you? Got a couple seconds. Good morning to you, my friend.
Real quick, I don't believe that all these Pelosi's and Schumer's, et cetera, they may be nice people at a cocktail party, but they have no conscience. There's something going on, Joe. I'm going to give you some quick numbers. Go along with me on this, please.
Okay.
There's 60,000 people have died so far. 15,000 in nursing homes. Is that about correct?
Yeah, about 70,000. But, yeah, that's what they're saying. That's what the numbers say.
I'll go quick. The nursing homes now, 60,000. 15,000 have died. Each one of those people, would you say we're on Social Security medication over 65 years old?
Yeah, sure.
Multiply 15,000 people by a minimum of $1,000 Social Security that they were receiving. That what happens now? The government doesn't have to pay that money anymore once these people died.
Yeah, well,
I can't get it out of the computer. Frank had. Yeah, that's $15 billion that the government is saving.
Yeah.
You don't think that's going to be used for something else or what? Nobody's talking about it.
I know. Hank, thank you, man. Thank you for listening. Thanks for your calling in. I'll tell you what Hank's talking about. I'll tell you what the facts that was in the video that I was telling you about. If you go into a hospital with COVID-19, you get the hospital gets, and call me and correct me, okay? This is what I'm hearing, and this is what I saw in this video, and it seemed authentic. $13,000 per patient. If you put that patient on a ventilator, that hospital gets $39,000. You do the math. Piscopo in the morning, 6:51. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. It's Friday. Debbie, how are we doing this morning?
Friday. Good morning to you, Joe. Let's see what's happening out here as we take a ride. Our essential workers out here on the roads. If you're heading to 78 westbound, getting out toward exit 58 and heading right out toward the Garden State Parkway, it's ongoing construction over in the express lanes. We're seeing some volume right now as you head out to Paramus Road, getting out toward Bergen Community College. You have the coronavirus testing site over there. Newark Bay Extension westbound, stop and go. Heading out toward 14B, getting out toward Bayonne. It's kind of busy on the Deegan southbound, Joe, getting down toward the Cross Bronx with ongoing construction. The westbound Bruckner right at that merge with the Deegan getting into the RFK Bridge. Some stop-and-go traffic over there as well. It's still busy on the eastbound BQE heading right up toward Atlantic Avenue. And watch out for a brake check right now as you take it to the LIE eastbound at Glen Cove Road with a disabled truck in the way. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
I talked to my doctor friend yesterday. It's so funny. And going back and forth to me being a hypochondriac. And he goes, you don't have to worry about anything. You're on balance of nature. He tells me that because he listens to the show. And I'll tell you what, you be sure I'll be on balance of nature, man, with all that's going on. Oh, Lordy. People coming in my house. I got my UV light and balance of nature. I'm locked and loaded. Are you kidding me? Yeah, listen, you got to build up your immune system. That's the one thing you have to do. Because you know what? It's so true now. May is now Lyme disease month, right? I mean, come on. And all these things that are out there, the free radicals that are out there, and the gentleman who called, when you open your door, those germs that come in, that's why I stay on balance of nature. I keep my immune system strong. Because I go to the store, I forget to buy the red peppers. Come on. Because I'm a mama loke myself. I go in there. You know what they were right in my face. Red peppers are the ultimate to me antioxidant. Well, I don't have them now in the house. What do? I turn to Balance of Nature. That's why I take Balance of Nature. That's why you should take Balance of Nature, because it's not made with synthetics. It's a vegetarian capsule with 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables, and has all the goodness of a pepper, of an orange, of everything that's good, the antioxidant that you should put in your body to fight those free radicals. Boom. Every single one of those things that I tell you are in Balance of Nature. Build up your immunity with Balance of Nature. And then you get free shipping and 35% off. Are you kidding me? Any new preferred order of Balance of Nature? Start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health by calling 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use that discount code, The Answer.
This is Jonathan Donenfeld, president of JLD Tax Resolution Group. Before you waste time and hard-earned money trying to resolve your IRS issues with a phone call across the country, please call my office right here in Jersey City, New Jersey. We can have a free virtual consultation where we will figure out a plan to resolve your tax problem. Don't call an 800 number. Call me at 201-479-2572. Or visit our website at 201tax.com. That's 201-479-2572 or 201tax.com.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. This pandemic has been very tough on all of us. It's put a strain on our health, our psychological well-being, our finances and families. It's also brought out some of the best in people. We have seen countless examples of businesses and individuals going above and beyond the call of duty to selflessly help their neighbors. If you know someone who fits the bill, let us know. Tell us their stories. Tell us who deserves to be recognized. And we just might feature them on our show. Leave Frankie Five Boroughs a message. 816-8-MORANO, 816-866-7266. Tell us which everyday hero deserves some special recognition. You can also reach us online at am970theanswer.com.
It's the AM970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Some sun will give way to clouds this morning, then cloudy and cool this afternoon with some rain arriving, the high 56. Tonight, cloudy. Rain early may mix with some wet snowflakes, especially in some New Jersey and Hudson Valley suburbs, before ending just after midnight. Increasingly windy and turning colder overnight with some clearing by morning. Low 36. The record is 35 in Central Park set in 1947. Very windy and unseasonably cold tomorrow with intervals of clouds and sunshine, along with a stray shower. Some wet snowflakes may mix in, especially north and west of the city, and winds will gust over 40 miles per hour at times. The high tomorrow, 49, with wind chills in the 30s. For Sunday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, breezy and still quite cool, high 59. AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe, on the radio, 6:56 on Friday. Elliot's been holding for a while, if I may. Elliot, good morning. Got a couple seconds. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Joe, Frank. Frank is a knowledgeable man. I have a question.
Sure.
With this Flynn case and the Russian probes and all of that,
yeah,
using the DOJ, the FBI, the highest level of government, to bring down the duly elected president of the United States, wouldn't be that an act of treason?
Yeah, maybe. You know what? We'll talk about it when we come back. I would think so. I would really think so, because they enabled the whole DOJ to go after innocent folks, and it was just a political takedown, all for politics. And we'll talk about it when we go back. Also, I saw Ed Henry on Tucker Carlson yesterday. Tucker's always great. Ed's one of the great journalists of our time, really, and a great guy and a friend. Full transparency there. So I said, wow. And Ed broke it down. Ed Henry broke down exactly what happened with the Russia probe, with General Flynn. And I said to Ed, come on the show. He's so busy. He cannot, you know, he's doing America's Newsroom from 9 to 12. So, but we took the audio from the Tucker Show, and I'm going to play it right after the 7 o'clock hour. Ed did a meticulous job on breaking it all down to see what happened. And then we will decide. Then we'll dissect it and see exactly what went on. But you know what went on. I mean, this is a takedown. And you know what? That's what I'm telling about the virus. The virus seems like it's a political takedown. Not that it's not vicious. Not that it doesn't kill people. Not that we don't have to be careful. They're just inflaming this and making it and using it as another political machine to take down the president. Oh, we have a Friday for you. We're coming right here.